Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan renews the allegation that US-based opposition figure Fethullah Gulen was behind last Friday's failed coup. That's a charge Gulen firmly denies. Erdogan pledged to keep fighting against the so-called Gulen movement, which he described as, quote, a separatist terrorist organization. The European Union has criticized the Turkish government's crackdown following the failed military coup in that country. In a joint statement, EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini and Enlargement Commissioner Johannes Hahn slammed Ankara's measures in the fields of education, judiciary and media as unacceptable. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has accused Saudi Arabia, Qatar and Turkey of supporting anti-Damascus terrorists. Assad also accused some Western countries, including the US, the UK and France, of endorsing and supervising the support for terrorists. President Assad described the war in Aleppo as, quote, the terrorist last card. The UK has admitted that Saudi forces and their allies could have breached humanitarian laws in Yemen, after initially saying they hadn't. The British Foreign Office has issued several corrections to statements from ministers in Parliament over the past few months, saying that international humanitarian law had not been breached by the Saudis. Iran's border forces have busted a terrorist group trying to infiltrate into Iran from Turkey. According to Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps, a terrorist has been killed and another one arrested during clashes near the western city of Salmas in West Azerbaijan province. Two terrorists also fled into Turkey. Anti-Donald Trump protesters march on the U.S. city of Cleveland, where the presidential hopeful is set to accept his nomination at the Republican National Convention. The protesters, among them supporters of Black Lives Matter movement, slammed Trump's anti-immigration and anti-Muslim rhetoric. And the president of South Sudan has asked his vice president to return to the capital to try and salvage a peace agreement. Riek Machar, however, rejected President Salva Kiir's offer, instead demanding an international peacekeeping force, something the president has ruled out.